Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
847, 13 till 9, rainy Friday. Could be that way. All day long, really rain off and on, and the only thing we can hope is that it doesn't park over one area. Then a 30% chance for showers tomorrow, 40% on Mother's Day, cools off on Monday, highs of 79, but by Thursday we'll have our first 90 of the year, and then from then on, look out, it's summertime. Alex Hammerstone joins us now, our friend, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, talk about the latest scams that are going around. How you doing, Alex?
Not too bad. Things are great here in Ohio. How about you?
All right. We got a thing going on. I don't know if these things come in spurts or not, but man, I was besieged the other day with texts about tolls, and some of the addresses were so close. We were talking to the director of the OMV, and he sent me an email trying to clear it up, and then I misread it because it looked like the addresses were so close to the actual real address that I gummed it up on the air trying to fix it. So let's talk about text messages and outstanding tolls, and generally speaking, is it best to just ignore them?
So to answer the last question first, absolutely. So okay. Just ignore these. You know, they're pretty obviously scams. The other thing is, you know, you're dealing with the government, right? And so the government's not going to text you about unpaid, you know, bills, especially, you know, if they don't have your account number and things like that. The other thing is, by ignoring a text message demanding, you know, a few dollars for a toll, you know, if you're going to think that through, they're going to end up sending you a letter, right? If it is a real message, they're going to end up sending you a letter. So just wait for the letter, you know, wait for a letter in the mail. So if it turns out to be real, which is incredibly unlikely, you know, they'll contact you another way. But as a general rule, if you get a text message saying you owe a toll, you can just delete it, report junk, and ignore it.
Do they come in spurts or not? Why does it seem as though I get five of them in an afternoon, then I go a couple of weeks and don't get any?
They do, and so there's a number of ways that these are done. But a lot of times, you know, these scam groups will kind of buy lists of phone numbers, or they'll just, you know, text every single phone number. And it really is a game of numbers. So even if you only, let's just say, you know, get 1% or, you know, even a tenth of 1% of people to fall for this, you know, you can make a really good living doing that if you're sending out hundreds of thousands of these. So the more texts they send, the more money they make. As far as the kind of frequency, it's also, you know, it's the carriers, that the telecom carriers, you know, have gotten better at kind of preventing some of this stuff, but it's an ongoing battle. So as these scammers kind of find new ways to get around these types of protections, you're going to see those increase for a while until they can be beaten back again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Matter of fact, let me take a break for traffic. We'll open the Oakmont Jeweler text me line, 504-260-1870. If you've gotten any texts that are scams, please let me know so I can share them with the audience and nobody falls victim because, as Alex just said, you know, you cast a wide net. And if you send out 10,000 and you get 25 to respond, maybe you pay for your day's food. I don't know. 504-260-1870. I'll talk about regulation and what can be done to prevent this kind of stuff when we come back. Right now, traffic, WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. So we've already established any text message about outstanding tolls, ignore it. Anyone, no matter who it looks like it's from, ignore it. Alex, somebody texted in. I think this is a good question. What does it do when you report a text message as junk? It seems to me that it doesn't help. Who gets it and what do they do about it? That's a great question because, like this text, I have reported numerous ones as junk, but I keep getting them.
So that's actually a really good question because sometimes I wonder the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I report them as junk as well. But it generally is going to have to go to the carrier, so your cell phone provider, or, you know, if it's an iPhone and you're using iMessage, you know, to Apple and things like that. And what it does is it kind of allows them to, if they get a lot of reports for a certain number, they can add it to their list. And I think you'll see, you know, when you start to see a lot of silence calls, I don't know if people are noticing that as well.
A lot of what?
But where your phone won't ring, it'll just show, you know, probable junk or probable spam call. Mm-hmm. So it adds it to that kind of list. So it is helpful in that way. But yeah, certainly it does feel like reporting junk doesn't do a whole lot. But in the back end, there are things going on that are kind of creating those lists of, of numbers that we kind of want to keep off our phones.
So somebody else texted in and said that their mother, speaking of Mother's Day, loves to engage with the junk calls that they get. But is it better to just not engage and just leave them alone? Or if you answer the phone, does it show that it's an active number? Or if you send it to voicemail, does it show that it's an active number? Do you let it just ring until it stops ringing? Tell me what to do. Tell us what to do.
Sure, absolutely. So, yes, so answering the phone or replying, it does let them know it's an active number. That's absolutely true. But when it comes to, I know a lot of people like to kind of, engage with these scammers and joke around and things like that. But there's another piece to it also, right? Because as we discussed, it really is a numbers game. So you're just a number to them, whether it's a phone number or kind of a, you're not really a person, you're just a scam opportunity. And so the issue is when you start to engage with them, it's you may kind of get more attention, right? You might annoy somebody that's a scammer, and then they choose to kind of focus on you. So rather than you just being a number, then you become a target, right? You become somebody that they really want to spend more time on to try to scam or take your money. So generally, I would advise against engaging with these scammers that call you.
So do you let it go to voicemail? What do you do? Do you ignore? What do you do when it rings and it's a spam call?
So I ignore and I let it go to voicemail. They almost never leave a voicemail.
Right.
And then I go into my, I have an iPhone and I block that number. So, over the years, my block list is thousands of numbers.
Yeah, because the question is anybody really watching any of this? And I'm like you, Alex. I wonder sometimes. Thank you, sir. Have a great Mother's Day weekend. Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We're going to take a break, come back, talk eating and drinking with Ian McNulty on WWL.